Tales of Zendaria, Chapter 15, Histories and Victors. As Phelan and Balthar ate next to her, April stared at the woman who appeared to be her mother. There was no denying it. She was identical to the painting above the fireplace in her father's study, but aged by a decade or so. April was perfectly still and numb with shock, though a maelstrom of emotion raged inside her. In this moment, she hung weightless between what could have been and the fear and excitement of what could be. Her eyes welled, and her voice caught in her throat as she asked King Beefold, "Who is that lady over there?" The Takarian king glanced over at where April was gesturing.
"Oh, that's Countess Hythea. All the nobles come to these things to talk shop and have pissing contests over who has the fanciest hedgerows. Personally, I'd sooner hurl myself into the abyss of Crackdar, but, you know, monarchical responsibility and all that gubbins."
The king resumed munching on a hefty leg of hunch boar, gripped like a vice in his metal hand. "Is she native to Takaria?" April asked.
No, she married Count Hythea a long while back, and then the lecherous old sod died, so she's all that's left," Beefold replied before glugging a tankard of ale with his free hand. "Not a clue where she came from before that."
Balthar glanced an eye up from his food to see what was going on.
"What in Hellspeth?"
The dwarf dropped his fork full of mashed potatoes onto his plate with a slapping sound.
"Is that who I think it is?"
"I don't know," April cut in quickly. I have to ask her."
"Her? No, I don't mean a woman. That's the bloody bear of Takaria."
April's gaze veered to the right, and she could see a few tables across from her mother was an enormous brute of a man clad in fur, wearing a crude reimagining of a Takarian bear's head as a helmet.
"Aye," Beefold grinned. "Couldn't have a Zendarian as the most famous soldier in the room, could we?"
"Rumour has it he once crushed a man's skull in one hand, and he fought off a Zendarian squadron single-handed. And he once picked up a soldier and used him as a weapon to beat the other soldiers with. That I know is true. I met the poor bugger that was used as a club. He grew quite fond of the old bear by the end of the battle. I never did get to meet him in the field."
Balthar was quite clearly starstruck. April wasn't entirely sure if that was normal.
"Ah, well, you can meet him now. Bear!"
King Beefold yelled across the dining hall.
"Come up here!"
The glistening bear's head looked up and he slowly stood. A clear 2 feet taller than everyone around him, the man appeared to be built out of muscular logs jammed together in a sturdy meat suit. April couldn't be sure how she felt about the bear of Takaria, only that he reminded her of a butcher slapping down a hefty slab of meat onto the table. The bear lumbered up to the group and gave a surprisingly delicate bow to King Beefold.
"Bear, this is Beefold of Landreth."
The bear's eyes grew wide in disbelief, and he stared at Balthar. Time stood still as the pair locked eyes, and April couldn't be sure if a fight was going to break out.
"I am a huge fan," Bear exclaimed, breaking into a wide smile.
He didn't intend to exclaim, it just sort of happens when you have vocal cords the size of a small child.
"Me too,"
Balthar stood up and extended a hand to his respected opponent.
"The legends of your work have gone through the Zendarian ranks for years."
The pair shook hands in a masculine display.
"And you have struck fear into many Takarians," the bear shouted. "Now we shall drink."
Balthar's face lit up with glee, and he turned to give a thumbs up to Phelan and April before waltzing off with his new drinking buddy. Phelan smirked and rolled her eyes, resuming the plate of Findarian moist cake. As April was about to stride towards her mother, a thought struck her.
"Phelan, where is Salanth? I can't see him anywhere," she asked.
"Not sure. He left with some bloke a while ago. Looked a bit tense,"
Phelan replied with a mouthful of cake.
"I'm sure he's around here somewhere."
April frowned slightly and weighed up her options. Before she was given the chance to think much further, the woman had stood up and began heading towards the exit to the dining hall. April panicked and darted through the crowds towards her, Willow following at her heels. She caught up just as the woman had exited into the grey stone hallway.
"Wait," April said anxiously, out of breath. Who are you?"
The woman stared at her and appeared to be in a daze. She had long plaited auburn hair, a dark complexion, and wore a long dark green dress which complemented her hazel eyes. Her eyes were kind, April thought, like the painting above the fireplace, but perhaps a bit more haggard.
You're April Quoesteed,"
the woman said in disbelief.
Yes,"
April replied, unsure how to react.
The woman turned away and looked down at the floor, thoughts racing. I knew King Beefold had some guests from Zendaria, but I didn't expect... She turned to face April again. Oh, gods, come here, child! She tearfully hugged April in a warm embrace. As the hug broke, April asked, Are you my mother? There was a brief moment of tension before the woman gave a gentle smile and exhaled. No, April. I'm sorry, but no. I am your aunt, Leandra. Formerly Leandra Tybell, now Leandra Hythea. But you look so alike. Yes, a blessing and a curse. Father had always joked about getting only one portrait painted for the two of us to share. She held April's hands. I thought the Tybells all died, either from infighting or rebelling against the crown, April said nervously. That's what he told you. Leandra's eyes grew dark and wide. That lying cretin! But then what happened? April asked. And how did you end up in Tacaria? Leandra heaved a sigh. This is going to be a long conversation, and a hallway isn't quite the place for it. Come with me. I'll ask if Beefold is willing to accommodate me for the night so we can talk properly. They walked back into the dining hall, and Leandra addressed Beefold with a curtsy. King Regis Beefold, I, Countess Hythea, humbly request to stay in Gritfall Palace this night, so I might speak with Princess April. The king looked up from his plate of parabeek legs.
Ah, drop the formalities, Leandra. We're not in court, and I've no patience for it. I figured you two'd need a place to talk. There's a guest suite in the east wing made up for you already.
Beefold slurped his tankard of ale. Thank you, Regis, Leandra smiled warmly. You are prepared as ever.
Aye, well, you can't run a country by brute force alone, eh? The king remarked.
I shall head up there now. Care to join me, April? Leandra asked, turning to the princess. Can I come up in a minute? I haven't seen Salanth tonight, and I actually haven't eaten yet, which means neither has Willow.
Willow sat smiling as ever, with one wary eye on Beefold's plate of meat.
Of course, I'll see you up there. Leandra bowed to the king and exited the dining hall with composed grace.
I'm sure they'll arrange us fine, Beefold said after seeing the expression on April's face. I mean, he's a ranger, for God's sake. Well, sort of, anyway.
You're probably right, April's voice trailed off. But I might just go see where he is, anyway.
April and Willow left the dining hall and re-entered the grey stone hallway.
Willow, can you smell Salanth anywhere? She asked.
Willow, who was saddened at being taken away from the feasting table, sniffed the air tentatively. Her eyes lit up and she began padding rapidly down the grey stone hallway. The pair came to a corner, around which they could hear hushed voices.
I cannot believe you would come here.
April recognized Salanth's dulcet tones. Needs must, brother. She had never heard the second voice before.
You are no brother of mine, Salanth barked.
Well, not any more, the voice sneered.
You dare take that tone with me? After what you have done to this country, you incompetent wretch!
Salanth's tone was bilious. April heard the other man cackle at him. Oh, I wouldn't say that. Things have worked out just fine, I think. April rounded the corner with Willow to see Salanth holding someone up against the wall, with the man's black shirt collar in his hands. Above the collar was an undeniably handsome face, clean-shaven with blonde hair falling down to his jawline. Salanth glanced over at April.
What are you doing here, Princess? I'm just... taking care of some business. I will join you momentarily.
Who is this man, Salanth? April asked.
He's no one of concern, Salanth replied cagily.
Oh, that's no way to treat an old friend, Sally. The man broke Salanth's grip in one hasty move and pressed his shirt flat again. It's a delight to meet you, Princess Quosteed.
He stepped forward, took April's hand and kissed it gently.
Willow stood low and growled quietly. I am Darius of the Rangers' Council.
April looked over at Salanth. Who is he exactly? She asked, ignoring Darius, much to his chagrin.
This, Salanth said, pacing forward, is the man who allowed the murder of Queen Justinia.
April glared at Darius.
So you're the incompetent ranger? She asked, unimpressed.
Are you always this rude? No wonder Daddy Dearest tried to have you assassinated, Darius replied. I've only known you 5 seconds, and I'm already considering it.
Try it.
April gripped her half-broken sword to make a point, and Willow bared her teeth, still growling.
Darius smirked his irritatingly attractive smirk. I'd love to, but unfortunately those of us still employed by the Rangers Council have diplomatic work to attend to. Salanth's eyes narrowed.
You are to negotiate with King Beefold, he asked.
Well, with you being so unceremoniously sacked, a spot opened up for field work, and the elders felt I'd been punished long enough for Justinia. They thought I could make up for it in the same place as a sort of atonement, Darius answered.
Don't think Beefold will be so forgiving, Salanth muttered.
I'll be mostly dealing with his representatives anyway. Some blithe chap. An image of Mustache flashed in April's mind, and she felt him and Darius would make a perfectly horrid pair. Anyway, I'm yet to eat, and all the good stuff has probably gone from the feasting table by now. So if you don't mind...
He stepped past April and Willow and rounded the corner out of sight. April felt her stomach grumble.
Hungry, Salanth? She asked.
Ravenous, he replied. Arguing with Pillux does work up an appetite.
The trio wandered back into the dining hall and grabbed several platefuls of hearty Tacharian grub. Willow naturally had a plate of meat and vegetables. After eating, drinking, and generally being merry, April decided she could wait no longer. She said goodnight to Salanth and Phelan, waved at Boltha, and headed towards the east wing. Without an escort, Gritfall Palace was positively labyrinthine, with each grey stone corridor seeming like the last, and every soldier appearing practically identical in both their appearance and placement. April wished for the female guard who brought her down to the feast, but knew it was unlikely they'd cross paths again. Eventually, after much wandering, getting lost, and going up and down in a sickeningly powerful elevator, she had arrived at Leandra's suite. Opening the door, Leandra greeted April with a warm smile.
"The elevators here are quite something, aren't they?" she said, noticing April's slightly grayed skin. "I feel like my stomach is trying to escape through my eyeballs," April replied, unsettled. "Come, sit. I'll make us some tea."
Leandra gestured for April and Willow to enter her room, and so they did. It was huge and comprised of a sitting room, kitchenette, bathroom, and bedroom. All were decked out in true Tacharian style, polished grey stone, white lights, and angular furnishings. April sat on the long couch in the centre of the sitting room with Willow curled up next to her. She could hear the clattering of pots and china cups behind her until Leandra reappeared with a tray of tea.
"Now then," she said, pouring them each a cup, "what is it you'd like to know first?"
April thought about it. "I suppose I'd like to know what happened after my mother died. How did you get here?"
Leandra sighed.
"After Elamore died, we as a family fell apart. That much is true. Some openly rebelled against the crown. We hated your father for what he had done. And some of us withdrew." She took a sip of tea. "I tried to keep my parents together and safe as best I could, but once I saw what was happening with the rebellion, I withdrew to Tacharia under a different name."
April sat quietly, entranced by her story.
"It was here I met Josta Hythea, my late husband. He was a count, and I was nobody as far as he knew, but we fell in love nonetheless."
"How did he die?" April asked.
"Self-indulgence, I think," Leandra answered, looking wistful. "He was a wild soul, always up for adventure and anything he thought could improve life for himself or those around him, however brief. We had a lot of parties over the years. He would enjoy a lot of substances, which likely aren't best explained to a young girl." She smiled at April warmly.
"You've had quite the storied life, Auntie."
The word felt strange on April's tongue, but she liked it. She had an aunt.
"Indeed, and that's really just the last 14 years or so. Things were quite different before your mother died."
"How so?"
"Well, obviously relations between our family and your father were tense, but we at least maintained our status for the most part. We had the Tybell Palace, our lands, our titles. We didn't own any of it anymore, but it still had our name on it. And your mother was queen, so we thought, well, at least we'll be looked after."
April mustered herself for a difficult question.
"Obviously, I'm learning a lot about my father in the last several weeks. None of it good. I have to know, what did he do to the rebellion? He refused to answer when I asked him."
April looked down nervously.
"He crushed them," Leandra replied frankly. "My father rebelled, reclaiming his title of King of Andela. My cousins joined him and rallied the people who still felt the Tybells had the rights to our lands. My uncles, on the other hand, sided with Zendaria them being the snubbed princes and all, and both lost in direct combat to my father.
Wow, I never knew. And Andela, it's the one place I've not been, in the whole of Zendaria. Dad would never take me there, said April.
He would have gotten a reaction by going there, that much is certain, so it's not a terrible surprise, Leandra replied. Anyway, you asked, and so I will finish. The king had my cousins burnt alive, my mother's throat was slit, and my father was beheaded. His head was later mounted on a spear and paraded around the townships of Zendaria to make a point.
Gods!
April was caught between wanting to cry and wanting to vomit.
Quite.
He brought the force of the entire Zendarian army upon my family. They didn't stand a chance. Leandra finished the rest of her tea and carefully placed the cup back in the saucer.
When did you leave Andela?
After my uncles were killed by my father. It was then I knew we were past the point of no return. Life had grown bitter and dark, and with Elamore gone, I couldn't imagine your father bringing any light to it. April shifted uncomfortably in her seat, bobbing Willow's head, which was laid in her lap.
I don't remember much of my mother, I have to confess. Did she really make everyone as happy as my father says she did?
I would say so. She was the bridge between the people and the crown in many ways, and she hated war and battle, despite her own abilities. April's eyes lit up.
My mother was a warrior, she asked excitedly.
Leandra frowned, confused.
She was a trained battle mage, April. Did your father not tell you?
She had the potential to be quite deadly, but she found war to be ugly and vicious, and so was determined to stay a pacifist. April took this in for a moment.
She was a mage. A fully-fledged mage, able to cast magics, she asked.
Of course. Fantastic hydromancer when she wanted, though her real talent was intrinsic magics. She'd never admit it, but I think that's what made her so persuasive in the royal courts. Leandra smiled, recalling her sister capturing hearts and minds with a single sentence. She could feel which way the deepest, darkest secrets of your heart would lie. Her life was undoubtedly more difficult for it. I've never envied a true empath, but she did make use of it where possible.
Why would he lie about this? April asked herself as this newfound knowledge rang in her mind.
It explained her being a polymage, at least, coming from a magical lineage.
My father never told me. He said she could perform parlor tricks, but that was about it, April said. How dare he defile her memory like that? She was a master, and didn't he know it? Oh, he always had a tough time manipulating her to do what he wanted.
Wait, but weren't my parents happy? I mean, there were political issues, but they loved each other, April asked, shocked at the thought of manipulations in her parents' marriage.
Oh, April,
Leandra placed her hand on April's.
I'm sorry. I never should have let him keep you to himself as he did. Perhaps things would be different had you grown up with more family around.
So, they weren't happy? It was an arranged marriage, April. Or rather, a marriage for power and wealth. Elamore consented to it for the sake of our father and our family, but truth told, I don't think she was ever happy in Zendaria. Not until you came along, anyway. Leandra looked April dead in the eye.
You have to understand, it was neither of your parents' fault that the marriage happened that way. It was decided by your grandparents. What came after, however, that I am willing to lay fully at your father's feet.
What do you mean? April was weary of revelations by this point. She felt numb and sad. Mostly sad. It seemed virtually her entire existence until now had been a lie.
What happened to your mother, April? That is your father's fault. Though I am sorry to say it to you.
Getting ill, you mean? April asked uncertainly.
I know she died of a preventable disease, but how is that my dad's fault?
Leandra raised her hand to her mouth, and her eyes welled.
He didn't tell you. Of course he didn't. He wouldn't even tell you that Elamore was a mage.
Her voice trailed off.
Tell me what? April asked with a rising concern.
Well, what is it?
April, your mother... She didn't die of an illness, preventable or otherwise. She took her own life.
Hello. Thank you so much for listening to Tales of Zendaria. What a week. Pretty intense towards the end there. This chapter took a little bit longer for me to get out. For that reason, it's difficult to do this kind of stuff and make sure you get it right, I think. And it's quite meaty in terms of April's lineage, I suppose, and the history of what's going on. So I hope you've enjoyed it and are enjoying where the story is taking us. I certainly am. Just a couple of things. If you haven't already, I would like to encourage you to check out the Patreon, which is at patreon.com/TalesofZendaria. There's lots of extra stuff for patrons, including bonus mini chapters, a couple of which I'm working on right now. And you get like vlogs and behind the scenes stuff. You can have a chat with me and ask me questions, etc., and talk to other patrons, which is cool. Please check it out, have a look, see what you think. There will be merch up there soon enough as well. So yeah, have a look. If for whatever reason you can't do that, please, if you can, leave a review for Tales of Zendaria on Stitcher or iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And follow us on social media as well. That would be a real help. If every little counts, especially in the early days. If you are enjoying Tales of Zendaria, then please do one of those things. It would be a massive help to me. And I am, as always, immensely grateful just for you listening. Okay, and now for the top patrons, the all-time greats. We have, of course, still reigning champ, Kaz Moomin. Kaz, again, thank you. If anyone would care to attempt to dethrone Kaz, by all means, bring it on. But I feel like she's in it for the long haul. I like friendly competition. By all means, give it a go. I think that's it for this chapter. I'm going to get to working on, the aftermath of this one. Can't imagine April's reaction is going to be a positive one. So next week is going to be fun. In any case, I will see you next week for more Tales of Zendaria.